Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Ticket text, phone calls, talking Lions in the second half of the hour here. You got Monday night matchup with the Ravens looming. What's at stake? What's the expectation? Trying to make heads or tails of this Tigers team. Tech says, Harris donated $15 million to the Alex Cobb Retirement Fund, got bamboozled by Flaherty, traded for washed arms, Paddock, and Morton after losing Olsen and Job. It's on him, Joe, in Novi. This is 100% on Harris. He's arrogant and in love with his prospects. He failed his team. He didn't do his job.
This is a lot about what I talk about in regards to, like, when we're talking about college football or the NFL, like, coaches aren't out there playing. Like, they coach middle of the week, and yeah, they make some adjustments here and there, and they're the ones calling the plays, but it's all about the execution on the field. That's why I always go more times than not to players. Sure, not adding or making your team better by adding better players, that's always going to be a factor. But the fact that you've got Riley Green, Gleyber Torres, Javi Baez, Wenciel Perez has been bad in the month of September as well. McKintry's been okay. And Torque has been good, but you're not getting enough from the players. And then you start talking about, at the beginning of the month, it was the starting pitching. We couldn't get consistent performances by Flaherty or Mize. Then you get a couple of those, but the bats are gone. And then all of a sudden, you get a home run by Spencer Torkelson, and you think, yes, we're finally going to be able to get a win. And then it's the bullpen that lets you down. And Will Vest.
I'm not trying to absolve the players at all. And I think Tom said this a while back. It's a pretty good read. You've lived here your whole life. You know the market. We don't blame the players enough in this city. We tend to just skip a couple steps and go right to management. The players shouldn't be absolved from this. But then I look at, like, Charlie Morton with a 7 ERA, and what am I supposed to do? Go, hey, you're a bum, you suck. Yeah, you never should have been traded for. You never should have been put in that position in the first place. Hey, Chris Paddock, you're a bum, it's all your fault. No, you shouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Zach McKinstry, you're not an all-star. You probably never were. You were hot for half a season, right? Like, Javi Baez, it was lightning in a bottle. You're not that good.
Well, and so in McKinstry's defense, like, it was way down the list.
He was an alternate that got in.
Yeah.
But my point then is, like, you're asking these, like, you know, even AJ would go, well, we got an all-star. Okay, but, like, come on, guys. Are we banking on it or not? And they banked on it. Kind of like Baltimore last year. I thought that ticket text was spot on. We got a couple more echoing the sentiment. Baltimore paid for last year, not being more aggressive at the deadline. The idea that it's always promised, right? John, it's a young ball club. They don't make it this year. Rats, we'll get them next year. Ask Baltimore about it.
Yeah, and what were they doing at this year's trade deadline?
Selling.
Mm-hmm.
Life comes at you fast. Max, or Dan. Dan in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, you kind of stole my thunder there. About, I had an argument around the trade deadline with somebody that this isn't their average. They were way above their averages. McKinstry is not an all-star. Baez isn't an all-star. Torkelson, you see their lifetime averages. That's why they are what they are. and they were playing way above their averages. And people are like kind of wondering what's going on. I'm like, this is what most of them are. There's three players, Green, Torres, and Dingler, that are playing good baseball, that are, I mean,
Riley Green?
Average baseball, average. Well,
not Green this month.
You know,
and I think
not
that,
this month. And but I what think, I'm saying is,
yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I know what
they
you mean. Is you can count on one hand the number of decent ball players,
right.
Above
right.
Average ball players.
They said, whose place are they going to take? Seriously,
I know.
I mean, we have a bunch of players that are platoon players,
and that's by design from the organization.
And I think three of our teams did that to us. The Red Wings, the Lions, and the Tigers all are looking towards the future. Well, we were good. Go above being good. Be great. And don't worry about 5 years from now. You know, how many of our
prospects turn out? Right, because if you know what you're doing, you're going to get more prospects. Like, that's the thing I don't understand. Like, if Scott Harris is identifying these gems, you're going to restock your farm system in short order. And hell, he already did in short order. Do it again. Brad Holmes has drafted so well, not only with his first round picks, but some later picks. So if I have to burn something, trust my guy to restock it 3-4 years down the road, all while trying to maximize the best chance to win right now. I mean, Steve Yzerman's already decorated his pipeline full of all these first and second round draft picks, and either he's got the guys or he doesn't. I mean, if he doesn't, this is going to take forever. It's time to start trying to go to the next level. You know, the only one he didn't mention is the Pistons, and Langdon's only been here a year and actually did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I mean, they actually got Cade Cunningham a little bit of help, ran an offense that felt like they were maximizing what they had.
Yeah, think about it. They added Tobias Harris. They added Malik Beasley. They added Schroeder. Was a sneaky way to,
sneaky acquisition at the deadline.
We're not a title contender, but we got to do something, and he did something meaningful.
Now we'll see the Schroeder deal what it is in year two.
Right. And the expectations change, and they've acknowledged that. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Tom in Macomb. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
You know, just listening to all these discussions about the Tigers, and everybody brings Scooble up like it's a guarantee. It's a lock that is a good possibility for a win. Do we know how many wins this guy has since the first or second series before his All-Star break? It's not even a handful.
I mean, I can get it for you, but so yeah, your concern is he isn't pitching well, or they aren't supporting him.
Well, it's that plus I don't think he's as durable and as emotionally tough as pitchers we've had in the past. I keep vultures compare him to Verlander, Scherzer. I don't look at it like that. I look at this guy gets rattled when one little thing gets set off on it during a game, and then things just unravel with him. You got to have a guy that's willing to go nine innings that can do that. Him and Flaherty have been really disappointing, to say the least. They definitely need to draft some contact hitters, too.
Well, they think they have one. I mean, look, McGonagall, that's his whole profile. He's a bat-the-ball guy, great swing decisions. He's like the prototypical contact hitter. Problem is, they're not calling him up. His development is more important than winning right now. Mm-hmm. And more important than winning right now is also kind of the sentiment at the deadline. The Scooble thing, I looked it up for him. Since the start of July, he's thrown in 13 games. Mm-hmm. The team is 8-5. He is 3-3. He pitched 80 innings, which is just over 6 innings per outing, with an ERA of 2.35. He's pitched fine.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't winning all those games, but that speaks to bigger issues.
Correct. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. In games that he has pitched, I mean, you mentioned it, like the wins and the losses, like, some of those are credited to the pitcher, some of them aren't.
John, what do you make of this ticket text? Ben Verlander tweeted out, "We didn't reach out to Justin Verlander. Makes me angry."
Okay.
Would have been a better option than Morton, right?
Sure.
I do think even at the deadline, they thought they were going to get something from Cobb. That was a pretty...
There's no question they thought that
Vierling.
They were.
Yeah, I mean...
Until Cobb wrote his letter... Like, we kind of all thought that, well, I don't know if we thought, but I know that they thought they were going to get something from him.
Yeah, but that's a pretty big risk. When you heard the reports, what was it, back in June or early July, that he was having just, it wasn't the arm problems, it was just hip discomfort. And it's like, I just think they thought they could piece it together with guys like Morton and Paddock.
But that's why people say it's their hubris, it's their arrogance. We can make it work with who and what and when and how?
And when he said, my job's to make the playoffs, did he already think they had made the playoffs? Probably. You'll never get him to admit that. He can't go on. I mean, look what happens when Jim says what he says.
Yeah.
Look, there's still a world where this team wins the division and makes the playoffs and all that stuff. But if they don't, I'm fascinated to hear how they're going to spin it in a postseason press conference.
I think they assumed they were in. I do.
I think we all, I mean, hell, I did. I think we all did.
You did it a month earlier.
So I thought they'd make it. Now, what do they attribute to this?
Again, that's why I go to, that's where I blame the players. Like, they shouldn't be this bad.
Nope.
But he didn't do enough. And he let other teams catch him.
Yeah. That's the other thing we pointed out. It's not just the moves you make, it's the move everybody else makes around you. Anyway.
Well, and it's, I mean, you're going, we'll get much more time to talk about this.
Yeah, because the season's not over yet.
No, well, and neither is the show.
Good point. 935 Lions, 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, Abraham & Rose has successfully specialized in resolving all types of tax problems for over 30 years. Their extensive experience means that when you're facing an IRS collection or audit, you can rely on their firm. Many law firms come and go, but for 30 years of experience, it's a testament to their success. Their experienced team is ready to evaluate any underlying federal or state income taxes or payroll taxes. All you have to do is visit abrahamandrose.com or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I don't know about that. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. You've heard Dustin Fiocco on the updates. John, you had a thought?
Yeah, so just to finish the thought that I had, you know, going into the break, we knew in September, all right, you're going to face New York, both teams, total of six times. You're going to face Cleveland, you know, six times. You're going to face Atlanta. You're going to face, the schedule was tougher in September to finish out the season, Boston to end the season. That's why when you're playing teams like Pittsburgh in July, you can't get swept.
No.
And then you think about the series against the White Sox. Mm-hmm. Even before that, it's at the Athletics. You get swept. You lose a series to the White Sox. Miami, when you don't even know any of the players that are on their roster, you can't pronounce their names. Wait, who is this? What are we checking out? They're just trying to find a home for
they're throwing
next
a guy
year
named Jansen Junk.
Yeah. You lose that series. Like,
who?
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Those little things add up.
How about Saturday? You know, I was blaming Vest for blowing it and stuff. And
you see who was pitching? Joey Wentz.
Exactly. Former Tiger. Like, the vibes. There are karma things. There's weird things. Like, Nacho Alvarez Jr., two home runs. First two career home runs in Saturday's game. I've never heard of a Nacho, anybody named Nacho in my life. But he's a junior, so there has to be a senior, right?
Yeah, yes, Tom.
A senior, yes.
Yes, Tom. Yes. Up one week to go. This week, everything's on the table, right? I mean, they... This
I've been
is
sitting on that one.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, man.
Okay.
It was just a little stony-ish, too, wasn't it?
It was. Very stony-ish, yes.
A little bit.
But my point is, if you're going to be a team that's able to build up this great lead in the division, and you're looking and thinking, well, okay, well, we have some injuries. You lost Reese Olson. What do we have to do? We've got to be able to win a game against some of the bad teams because we know we got some really good ones that we're going to face.
I have a question looking at our poll. Question today is, who do you blame most for the Tiger collapse? Scott Harris, AJ Hinch, the players, or Jim Costa? Scott Harris is correctly leading the poll. I'm in second place with basically 30% of the vote.
That's everything that Tom was talking about. The karma.
Can I ask a question? If they make the playoffs, can we run the same poll? Will I get credit? If I'm to blame, then certainly I should get credit if they make it.
Oh, I think we should certainly run the same poll in that order.
I honestly, if they blow this, like, I don't know what the ramifications are for you down the road.
Don't guarantee anything ever again. It's going to make for one hell of a radio career.
Think the TV station's going to show up here like to do a story on you?
I do want to point out, I took them to beat the Astros last year in the playoffs and was right. I had the Lions winning 15 games. Right.
Yeah, but the whole, like,
Dabo was waking up this morning going, who's this Costa guy?
Yeah, we're cursed
off what some idiot in Detroit said.
This radio host picks Clemson to win the national championship.
16 returning starters. How could they possibly miss out? He's going to win the Heisman.
1-3.
Ugh.
Double-digit discos. Yeah,
and that one, they were down at 16 at half.
It would be a great, like, okay, this is the story. Rob Wolchek puts you in the Hall of Shame. And they start the feature because he always cheeses them up and stuff. Yeah. And it was like disco music in the background. Radio host in Detroit keeps cursing our teams. Now it's gone national with Clemson. You're in the Hall of Shame.
Thanks, Tom. Heather with the news.
So Los Angeles Angels star Mike Trout, he hit his 400th home run of his career on Saturday, which is pretty
monster
cool.
Monster shot.
Yeah, huge. And his big moment became a very memorable moment for the fan who caught the ball, which is pretty incredible. So this fan, Alberto, was at the game with his wife and his two children, caught the ball barehanded, which is pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
And then afterward, he and his family got to go meet Trout. They returned that home run ball, and then in return, they got some signed bats. But what's even cooler is that one of the fans' requests was, hey,
Can
I play catch with you? Yeah. Out on the field, they went out there and played a game of catch, which is pretty darn cool. Something he's going to remember for a very long time. So Trout is the 59th player in history to reach 400 home runs, but he's just the 20th to hit all 400 with one franchise.
One team. Yeah.
Cool stats.
Yeah.
The only thing I wonder is how much would the ball have been worth if he just sold it? And is it worth more than the game of catch? Well, no, some of these balls go for like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
He could have made a lot of money.
I mean, am I wrong that I would take the money?
You, of course, would take the money. You're selling free tickets.
Yes.
I mean, you would take the money.
Would you, Heather?
My instant reaction would be to give the ball back. I could be convinced by...
By one radio host
saying, keep the ball, you can make some money. But my instant reaction would be, they're asking me to give it back. He wants it back. Well, why not? For sure I'll give it back to
him. Because you just won the lottery.
I don't think, that's not how I would think instantly,
In the moment, yeah.
But I think that if you sat there long enough, you said, Heather, you could sell this and make so much. I'd be like, okay. But then still, the pressure of them being like, he really wants this back. And I'd have to sit there and be like, no.
Yeah.
That's not really, I would feel very uncomfortable.
The signed bats are also going to be worth
a lot of money. They got those. That's, yeah. But I don't see them selling them.
Right.
That family.
Unless they're multiple bats. You can keep one and sell the
others.
Sounds
like they got three.
Yeah.
Sell two of them. Very cool. This is crazy. There's a Michigan ice cream shop that's luring customers with this wild challenge. It's a 6.5-pound extreme sundae challenge. Okay. Mm. And it basically comes in a mixing bowl. Like this thing is massive. Obviously it has to be. It's 6.5 pounds. The extreme sundae challenge packs this Belgian waffle with 13 scoops of ice cream, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, 4 different candies. You get Snickers, M&M's, Kit Kat, Reese's. You get all different sauces, whipped cream, cookies, peanut butter, wafer. Like anything you can imagine at the shop is basically slammed into the sundae. But the rules are you get 30 minutes to eat it. If you can eat it all in 30 minutes, you're victorious. Now, it has been done. There's people who have been able to do this. There was a Michigan YouTuber, Jossam Eats, conquered the feat in 29 minutes and 44 seconds.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you have to eat the waffle thing too?
I think so. I think you have
to eat
everything.
See, that's where I would struggle. Like, if I could just say, give me the mixing bowl with just ice cream. I don't want the candy toppings. Maybe a couple cookies here and there would be good, but
it's disgusting.
The ice cream,
when you think about it.
No, it's not disgusting. It's a one-time thing.
To eat it all. Did you see the picture of this?
Sure.
To eat it all in 30 minutes, including like regular size Snicker bars.
It's just
like,
not something that you have ever had the opportunity or really the ability to do. For those of us who have the ability, it seems pretty awesome.
Maybe. It's kind of cool. Go check it out. $25 if you want to give it a try. You probably saw this. Travis Kelce was fined for making an obscene gesture during a game. Yeah, it happened on Sunday, September 14th, when the Chiefs were playing the Eagles. He made the gesture after making a 23-yard reception. You could see him running down the Philly sideline. They say gesturing to his groin, if that's how you want to call it. He was fined $14,491.
You can relabel it if you want.
No, I'll stick with
that.
What
did you call it?
For unsportsmanlike conduct and obscene gestures. Yeah. You can just watch the video. Go check it out. You know somebody else who was fined? Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
$200. And that's exactly what she did. She laughed at that fine. So she was fined by the WNBA for a comment that she made on Instagram regarding the refs following the Fever's win over the Atlanta Dream in game 2 of their first round playoff series. So the comment was actually in response to the Fever's Instagram account. They posted photos of the team's bench celebrating the victory. And the caption was, the bench was rocking tonight. That's what the team posted.
Sure.
And she responded and said, elite bench mob and refs couldn't stop us. That was the quotes of what she wrote. Scott, fine $200. And then she did laugh that off on also X with several laughing, crying emojis.
It was actually $200. That's not a joke. That was
It was
$200. Actually $200. Okay. Right. Uh-huh. Not a joke.
Yep.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, Monday night matchup. Lions in Baltimore. It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to highlight the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you, our listeners, this month. Maybe you need a new truck in the driveway. Get Motor City's hottest truck, the GMC Sierra 1500 Elevation, for an unbelievable $199 per month. Another thrilling option is the GMC Sierra EV, built to exceed what you thought an electric truck could be with over 600 horsepower. And that comes standard. These deals are happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. GM estimated horsepower rating, must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, extra, no security deposit. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions do apply. Visit gmcofferinfo.com. That's gmcofferinfo.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Tiger collapse has stolen a lot of the headlines. We don't want to miss out on a chance to talk about the Lions ahead of Monday Night Football. So we're going to shift gears, talk about the matchup tonight. We want to know from you guys, what is at stake in this game and what's going to happen? What's at stake and what's going to happen? See, if the Lions win, I mean, John, it starts to put that Packer game further in the rearview mirror. Starts to make you feel like we're turning a corner. We've got some momentum. That's a big time win.
It feels like it levels the scales a little bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't negate what happened in Green Bay, but you could start looking at some of the reasons, maybe some people call them excuses, first-time guards, hostile environment, communication broke down.
But now you go on the
coordinators.
Road.
Now you go on the road, and all of those appear to be fixed. It's more then you start thinking, well, we don't have to ask the question anymore of, are they more like the Green Bay game, or are they more like the Chicago game?
Well, what was our answer?
More like the Chicago game.
And the only hang-up was you want to see it against a better opponent.
On the road.
Yeah. Now you get a chance to do it in Baltimore. Look, if they win the game, you get some credibility. I don't know how defining it is, though, because we watched this team win 15 regular season games a year ago, and the only thing that defines this team ultimately is the postseason. But you want steps along the way that offer you encouragement that you can be the team that's the last standing.
Yeah, because last year...
And this is as big a test as any this season.
Last year, the two regular season games that they lost were both... both at home.
Bucks and
the Bills.
And the Bills, yeah.
Yeah, so they were a team that was undefeated on the road, which we had talked about.
Yeah.
So, obviously, this opponent is much more difficult than any road opponent that they had last year.
And on the flip side, look, this is a game, they're underdogs. They're not expected to win this game. If they fight, they compete, they battle, and they lose, it's also not devastating. They're playing without Aleem McNeil. They still have a young offensive line that's solidifying. This is not one they're expected to win.
No, I don't even know how many of us picked them on Friday to win.
Tom picked them with the points. Tom, are you sitting here going into tonight thinking they're going to win?
No. I don't think they'll win the game, but I think they're going to be able to score with them.
I do too.
Like, I think that's why I took the points. I think you're looking at a field goal, four-point game. I mean, this is a tough team to play, man. How do you game plan? Who do you let get theirs? Because I contend you can't stop both Henry and Lamar.
No. So who's more dangerous?
I think Lamar is more dangerous. And so
who's more likable that you could stop or likely to be able to stop?
Well, you got DJ Reader and Tyreek Williams supposed to be run stuffers. Can you clog up the middle and make Henry fight for
every yard?
Right. I mean, his last game out wasn't anything special. Cleveland was able to bottleneck him.
It's a big game for the Lions' back end run defense, though. Because
you're saying safety support players.
Yeah, yeah. Because Henry can bust plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he loves to get in the open field and stiff arm a safety. Yeah.
Oh, we've seen some stiff arm highlights from Derrick Henry.
And on the flip side, like if you overcommit to Henry from the secondary, if Lamar pulls a ball or extends a play, he's going to get you beat.
Yeah. It comes down to a matter of discipline, because sometimes you gotta play the odds. And you've got to anticipate, not guess, but anticipate. And if you're anticipating Derrick Henry gets the ball, it may only be a step, but that's the only step a receiver needs to get behind you. And now Lamar Jackson, unlike what we saw from Caleb Williams, who couldn't make you pay for a guy getting behind you, Lamar Jackson can.
Well, and then how much of this, too, is pass rush? Week one, it was famously terrible. Jordan Love started that game in a spacious, copious pocket. And they're going into this game without Marcus Davenport, right? The expectation is he won't play. So they're going to be down to Aiden and Muhammad and...
So what scares you more? Lamar running or Lamar passing? Because I'll give you just this is trying to rationalize a lot of things and jump through some hoops, but so stay with me. Mm-hmm. If you can't get home and you're not applying pressure, then he doesn't escape the pocket and he doesn't extend plays in a way to pick up first downs with his feet in passing situations. And it doesn't allow time for the secondary to break down. So you make him be a passer.
Sure.
I'm not saying that's a path to victory.
I was just going to say the problem is this isn't postseason Lamar. I mean, he regularly punishes people from the pocket in the regular season. In fact, last week, 4 touchdowns, no picks. Yeah, go ahead.
It's kind of one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Oh,
so you better maximize every time that you're in possession of the ball. And not only that, you better drain a little clock off. We'd love to have one play drives that all end in touchdowns. That's not likely. But if you can have an 8-play drive that takes off 6.5 minutes, follow it with a 10-play drive that maybe takes off 7.5 minutes. If they don't have the ball, they can't score.
Think about it too. It takes the crowd out of the game. If you go on these long, back-breaking drives, 10, 12, 14 plays, their offense is sitting there. They're getting gashed on the ground, the short passing game, every third down, Goff's finding St. Brown or Laporta. Yep. It's a recipe to knock Baltimore out of their rhythm, play keep away, and in a game where you need the ball last, you're going to have to convert some fourth downs. You're going to have to not settle for field goals, but get touchdowns. And, John, the other thing they're going to have to do in this spot is force a turnover or two, right? In these games that end up being back-and-forth track meets, a turnover can give you the extra possession you need to win the game.
And Henry's laid the ball on the ground, famously, in that first game. Maybe what cost him the game.
I mean, is it Branch coming in there and ripping the ball out? Is it a tipped pass that someone gets their hands on? Maybe Terrion Arnold's first career interception.
Yeah, I think it's a big game for Arnold tonight, just what John was saying there about – trying to contain Lamar, eventually the corners are going to lose the receivers if he's got all day back there.
Yeah.
And I can just see that's where I'm a little scared. You could see, especially how Green Bay drove the ball that first drive against the Lions, the corners are chasing, but you're playing playoff Lamar or not playoff, a primetime Lamar, 22 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions, QB rating 124.3.
That is a hell of a stat. Yeah. Now the Lions have been good on primetime under Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Primetime Campbell.
That's why they're going to play him tonight. They're going to be, it's going to be a game. I just think in the end, better team is playing at home. Go 34-30.
Yeah, it's such a weird feeling. Like, I never want to go into a game and be like, yeah, I'm okay if we lose. Like, you only get so many of these, I want to win. At the same time, though, like, I don't expect them to win this game.
I was curious about the update on the stat that Lamar Jackson has this incredible record against the NFC.
Oh, yeah.
That it's something, 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 and one. And the one is, of course, the Giants.
The Giants, yeah. Do you have the updated number? It's a lot of wins to one loss.
I don't have the updated number, okay. But I was just thinking about that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tall task. And that's why if you go there and you do get a win, it adds not just a little bit of credibility, a lot of credibility. And you put everybody else that's on that tough part of the schedule on notice. It's the Chiefs, I think the Eagles are obviously looking to see how you play against Baltimore, Washington, Kansas City. Cincinnati. I mean, Cincinnati might not be much of a factor anymore, but you're still on the road to Cincinnati.
Right. No, I say a little bit of credibility, only in the sense that there's only so much this team can gain in the regular season. This would be as big a regular season game, maybe outside the Packer game, that they have the rest of the way. Where would this rank in terms of regular season wins for Dan Campbell?
Oh, boy, I'd have to go back.
Like, last year against the Vikings is bigger because of what was at stake. It's late in the season. Yeah. It's two teams fighting for 15 wins. But there might not be many more important than this. Or important's the wrong word. Significant.
Impactful.
Impactful, sure. Where would this rank among regular season wins for Campbell? I know I'm putting you on the spot. You can think about it. We can take some phone calls. We got another little chance here for you to collect your thoughts. Let's get to Sean in Detroit. Sean, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. Thank you guys for taking my call today, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just listening to you guys this morning. Big fan. Love listening to you every day. Man, we got to get some hope in the building, in my opinion, man. We're playing a 1-1 team. They looked great on offense. Their defensive looked kind of suspect. You know, we're reeling off of a big win. You know, I think that if we got the tools in place with the right game plan to go in here and steal a victory tonight, I don't think we're going to blow anyone out. I don't think we're going to get blew out, but I think that we can win a game tonight against Lamar Jackson. He's immortal. Last I checked. So
he bleeds.
I just wanted to share my opinion with you guys.
Right. He bleeds. And they're missing a couple dudes on defense, to your point, Sean. If you want to add a little fuel to that fire, they're missing Van Noy
and
Matabuke. Yeah, and their D-line is a very good player.
Absolutely. I just think we got, you know, some key advantages going into this. When I look at the passing offense that we present to them, they got to figure us out tonight as well. So it's not just a one-sided thing. So just wanted to give my opinion. Appreciate you guys taking my call. Have a great morning.
Hey, thanks, Sean.
I think it would probably be, going back to that, the biggest road victory for Dan Campbell would probably be at Kansas City to start the 23 season.
Yeah.
Kind of put the league on notice at that point. It's the first game of the year. Nobody but me gave him a chance.
Yeah, you can done pat yourself on the back.
No, I'll do it again. But I think, I mean, you're it's not a long list, because you could talk about Tampa that year on the road. Last year, there weren't really many road games. I mean, you could mention, I mean, maybe the game at Dallas, just because it was Jerry's birthday and they spanked him, and everything that was going into that game about the conversations from the year prior, but there weren't a lot of great road wins last year.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, you could go back to 22. They beat the Packers on the road to close that season in a game that, quote, didn't matter, but it helped solidify kind of who they are and the grit. And to the extent that that can carry over, it did to then Kansas City the very next year. And this would be on the short list. It's just another way of pointing that out to people. Like, as far as regular season wins go, this would be up there.
Oh, this would be a huge win for him. For this year, especially with how it started at Green Bay, for the schedule to come. I think most people, when they're doing the win-loss thing before the season,
this was a loss.
This was a loss.
Texter says this is the gateway game. It's not crazy that we would be 5-2 or 6-1 at the bye when McNeil comes back, and then we start our second half run.
Get us hooked on the Lions.
That's right.
McNeil may be back before the bye.
Yeah. The gateway drug game.
Mm-hmm.
Win in Baltimore. It's 97.1.
Hey, Dr. B at Michigan Hair Restoration is celebrating 30 years of helping thousands of guys across Southeast Michigan regrow their hair and restore their confidence. And to celebrate, he's giving you up to 30% off any hair transplant to mark the milestone. Dr. B, he is a true pioneer. He's one of the first to use your own hair to stimulate new growth. So what once seemed like science fiction is now changing lives right here in Michigan. And he believes in it so much. Not only has he had the procedure himself, he recently performed it on his son as well. So forget those outdated methods. No stitches, no staples, no embarrassing scars. Just real results with hair you can run your fingers through. He offers the most advanced treatments, including natural therapies that keep improving, and he guarantees all of them. So the sooner you go to see Dr. B, the more options you'll have. Book now at MichiganHairRestoration.com. Make sure you mention 97.1 to unlock this exclusive discount for the month of September only.
Getting everybody in the mood. Hey, it sure beats free falling. Let's talk about the Lions playing tonight against the Ravens.
Thank you, Greg. We all needed that.
We did need that. We need this tonight. Like, they don't need this to define their season,
But this would be a big time win. This would be one of the best wins regular season of Dan Campbell's tenure with the Detroit Lions. Short list. Like maybe last year Vikings with what was at stake. Want to talk like big road games? You mentioned Kansas City to kick off the 2023 season. This would be big for their credibility. It'd be big for momentum. It would quiet some of the doubt of, well, is it the Packer game or the Bears game? Can they beat a good team? Can they go on the road?
Yeah.
It's a big time environment. And I don't think the season's over if they lose. I mean, if they lose this game, you're going to get McNeil back. You're going to need to play well at the end of the season. This is one they're not expected to win. John, I don't expect them to win. You don't expect them to
no,
win.
No, but I do expect them to be right there with a chance to win.
Ticket text. Extra day to prepare is going to be big. You have to find a way to make Lamar make tough throws. We had the stat about Lamar in primetime. Someone has the Campbell stat. 11-2 in primetime under Dan Campbell. If they play like the Bears, they'll be 12-2 come Tuesday. I'd love to do a Victory Tuesday show.
Oh, it would be great. And we will have TJ tomorrow. Yeah. Still planning on the 9 o'clock hour because it's be a late night for him. Mm-hmm. But hopefully he'll get a nap and be in here rejuvenated.
Tech says a win tonight would get slotted above keeping the Packers out of the playoffs and above the Kansas City opener in terms of significance. So this would be their biggest road win under Dan Campbell. I mean, sounds right without looking at every single game.
Yeah. I mean, because obviously, you know, the division games on the road, you could talk about, you know, going to the Bears, going to the Packers, going to Minnesota. We did. Mm-hmm. But in terms of
high level
opponents.
So they haven't beaten, say, the Eagles on the road, or they haven't beaten, I mean, who are the teams you judge them against? I mean, they've gone out and beat the Rams.
They
haven't beat the Bills or the Ravens or, yeah.
Yeah, some of it is the expectations of the teams that you're beating as well.
Yeah.
So I think the expectation of Kansas City that year was that they were going to be, I mean, they were a team that could go undefeated. And then all of a sudden you go there in their house start the NFL season.
Reigning Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, and nobody picked the Lions. The vast majority of people didn't pick the Lions in that game. It's the same thing tonight. The vast majority of people are not picking them to win tonight.
For that reason, is the Chiefs won bigger because they were the reigning champs?
Yeah.
Okay, but this is still on the short list.
When's the last time they were this big of an underdog?
Five and a half points.
It has been a while.
Greg's saying Kansas City 2023?
Probably.
Well, think about it. They were favored last year in every game they lost.
Was it the NFC Championship game? I think that was 6.5 for the Niners.
I don't even remember what the spread was. Yeah.
It might be that game then.
You know, a big road win that gets overlooked is the 12-5 season when they won at Tampa. Tampa team made the playoffs. That's who they beat to go to the NFC Championship.
And they lost all the running backs.
I say no run game. Craig Reynolds had the big block to spring Amara, I think. Yeah. Were they wearing the
the creamsicles?
They were, just like last weekend.
Mm-hmm. J-Mo had, I think, his first long touchdown catch.
Yeah.
It was underthrown a little bit.
Jeez. Yeah, here we go. He's firing that up. Yeah. We had a poll question today.
Yeah.
We can check on that. Carson Anderson have a very sophisticated poll question to start their show, John. Mm-hmm. It is simple. Are the Lions going to win tonight?
Sometimes it's best not to overthink it.
I'm not judging them for it. It's an easy question. Gets people talking. Early returns, they're where you and me are.
No.
No.
But to our poll question.
Our poll question.
Who do you blame most for the Tigers' collapse? Still with a one-game lead, but it's been a hell of a collapse.
6 straight losses at home, 9 of the last 10.
Uh-huh. And the options in this order were Scott Harris, A.J. Hinch, the players, and our very own Jim Costa.
Bunch of heavy hitters.
Mm-hmm. And at the bottom was A.J. Hinch with 1.8%. The players were next at 26.9%. Jim Costa came in second for the biggest reason for the collapse at 29%, and Scott Harris won it all at 42.3%. So you are number two.
We're looking for their number two.
Yes.
Apparently you found me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm surprised that Hinch is, it's 1.8%. That's extremely low in a poll that we usually post. Usually everything at least gets 3-4%.
Well, it's the belief that last year, pitching chaos. But this year, it's him pulling the right strings at the right time, especially early in the season for pinch hitters that went in there and won games, you know, pitchers early in the season, matchups, all that stuff. And I think most people believe they wouldn't even be in this position And I'm not talking about the collapse. I'm just talking about, you know, leading the division without A.J. Hinch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.